So Ecclesiastes says, the words of the teacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Now, he's talking about earthly things here, okay? He's not going to talk about God. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All the streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. And think about this now, this next verse. Do you guys know who the most giving or powerful person was 200 years ago in the whole world? One of the top 10? How about one of the top 100? Listen to this one. There's no remembrance of men of old. The best of the best aren't even remembered. It's gone. It's gone. And those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I've seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Chasing after the wind. How good does it do to chase after the wind? You ever catch the wind? He said, that's how ridiculous it is. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. Now, he's speaking in earthly terms here. Right? So if you talk about it, say, well, what's the use? I'm out of here. You know, everything's meaningless. Everything's worthless. But we need to understand that because our tendency is to think, well, if I just do this, if I just do that, I get my life together and everything's going to have meaning. And part of the reason you guys used is because you didn't feel there was meaning to life. Amen. Right? And so what I'm basically saying, no, there isn't. Yet there isn't meaning. There isn't purpose in it all. Everything is meaningless. And so where is the meaning? And the meaning is in our relationship with God and the love relationship with Him. And that's the only place you're going to find meaning. And if you keep looking in other places for it, you're going to continuously be disappointed and you're continuously going to feel like life isn't what it's supposed to be because it isn't what it's supposed to be. So you accept that. Say, okay, this is not a cool place to live. It really isn't. This world was made subject to frustration, the scripture says. When Adam and Eve sinned, sin entered into the world itself and it was made subject to corruption. So mankind had to work. Okay, we had to till the fields and do all that kind of stuff. So we had to work just to keep things going. Everything was going downhill. Okay, everything's going, you can tell our bodies, everything goes downhill. Everything's wearing down. The sun is wearing down. Okay, if we were able to live for millions of years, pretty soon the sun's going to burn up. We're going to freeze to death. Sun's going away. Got to find another star. Oh, well, it's going to burn up too. Everything's going downhill. Everything. The whole universe is going downhill. That's what happened. It wasn't that way from the beginning, but everything's wearing down. And sin entered into mankind. Okay? And so each of us has sin in us and other people. And so we're in this corrupted world where physically everything's going downhill and everything around us is full of sin. This is the world we live in. And so if you just accept that and see the truth of the matter, then you say, okay, this is where we're at. Now what do we do about it? We're in this spot, this crummy spot. What do we do? And God says, I will never leave you, forsake you. In this world, you will have much trouble. Okay, he said it. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And we're overcomers through Him. See? Amen. And so we're to be in the world, but not of the world. And so when you have that perspective, it changes everything. When you say, okay, because it's our unrealistic expectations in our thinking that causes the trouble, because that's the start to anger.